Does your sales process consistently put you in front of prospects that fit your target profile? Do you sometimes settle for whoever you can get in front of? Do you lose track of leads and miss critical follow-up events? Hello, this is Walt Gerano with Anthony Cole Training Group, and welcome to this week's Sales Brew that asks the question, what kind of relationship do you have with your CRM? There has never been a lack of sales resources available. Everything from lead generation services, training, books, seminars, and webinars. Now there's technology that, when properly utilized, will help you create more leads, increase the speed and effectiveness of your sales process, and help with client retention and satisfaction. Of course, I'm talking about your CRM. I know some of you may not have taken the plunge yet, and others started out and fizzled out. All the information for my suspects, prospects, clients, and centers of influence in one place. In fact, anything that drives your business results can be managed with your CRM. The most important thing about a CRM is making sure you use it. Here's the list of things to get the most out of this great tool. Number one, commit to start your day with it. It will help make sure that important things get done. Number two, record all conversations, emails, and tasks. Keeping a diary of conversations will help you maintain continuity of the sales process. Number three, have it open all the time. Some people want to go back and put things in later. You know how well that works. Number four, review your active opportunities. Looking at the stage of your deals in the pipeline helps to keep it moving. And number five, don't take a week off to input all of your leads and clients. Add them as you touch them. It's never too late to start, and if you've been estranged from your CRM, it's never too late to restart. Thanks for listening.